Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
I called customer support for him.
Ma'am?
Yes, so you're saying that I called customer support? What is the company that
I am returning your call.
Okay, well, if it's the call that I made, it was to a company that had
Ma'am, I cannot understand you. Your phone is going out.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, are you with a company called Variety Trend Music Instruments?
Ma'am, we are a third-party company who service multiple companies just for customer service. May I please have your zip code to help you?
It is 89052. Is that one of the companies that you service?
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, I'm trying to retrieve some money that was taken from me without my desire to have it taken from me. So if you're returning a call, this is the reason why you're calling me back. And that ought to be one of the companies that is with you, because I called the number that was given to me by my credit card company that is attached to this company called Variety Trend Music.
May I please have your first name?
My name is Julie. And I don't know why you're calling me back if you're not related in any way to this company that took almost $8 from my put it on my credit card. Interesting, huh?
Julie Cinder or Vittori or Remley?
Julie Snyder.
And could you verify your address?
It's in Henderson, Nevada. Is that what you have in front of you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Me.
Okay, could you hold for a moment?
I will. Thank you.
I'm still here and waiting on the system to load up. Our system is pretty slow today.
That's okay. You take your time. I've got some time. Considering I tried calling you twice and I was on the phone for almost 25 minutes over those two phone calls, I'm willing to put in a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, it looks like on December the 3rd, you entered the sweepstakes to win the Crusette pot for $7.95.
Well, I didn't enter it to win that at $7.95. I was offered the opportunity to receive it, and I was told that all I'd have to do was pay for the shipping, and it got me to a place where I didn't ask for them to send it to me yet, and yet I was told that it was $7.95 after I got off the website. I found that I was charged $7.95, but it didn't come from a place that looked like anything that I was discussing with anyone I was familiar with. The sweepstakes was through Kohl's, and it is a $300 item, or anywhere between $150 and $300 for a particular item, and it didn't cost $7.95 for shipping. Something that expensive and that weighty would probably cost about $50 to ship it. I was willing to spend $40 to ship it, but I didn't know where the $7.95 comes from, and it came from a company that I had no connection with whatsoever. So I put a kibosh. I stopped that transaction through my credit card company, and I put a hold on my card because I don't want any other monies being taken from my credit card without my knowledge, at least of the company that I'm dealing with. Does that make any sense?
Yes, ma'am, but that is correct. We are a third-party customer service for Kohl's also, and that $7.95 for the Cruzette cookware pot is correct. It's because you will enter the sweepstakes for the $7.95 and you will pay the shipping, but you will only get the pot and the pot if you win.
Exactly. So first of all, I'm entered through a company that I had no idea about. I mean, if you go into a store and you say, I want to buy this set of earrings, and they say, okay, well, you have to pay $40 over here to this company that sells bedding. Do you think that that makes sense? I mean, it's totally out of the blue. It made absolutely no sense to me. So it sounded to me like a sham. And I said, I don't want to have any part of it. And I'd like that $7.95 back.
Let me see where you are. Ma'am, all sales are final, and it was in the terms and conditions, and we do not. I'm sorry,
I can't hear you. Could you speak a little louder, please?
It was in the terms and conditions, ma'am, and all sales are final, and I cannot offer you a refund,
ma'am.
Well, it doesn't say anything about all terms and conditions are final. It says if you don't want to be part of this, unsubscribe, and I've been trying to. And one company name is out of someplace in Colorado, and it looked like a business office next to a hotel, which I thought sounded very scam-like. And another one is not too far from me, and it's a mailbox company. You know, they have post office boxes in a strip mall. So, you know, if it were you, you'd say this sounds pretty shady because I didn't connect myself with anything that has to do with variety trend music instruments. I mean, this is such bullshit. I'm sorry to use words like that, but to me, I've never been taken by anybody because I've had people in my family who were scammed in bigger ways than this. And I thought I was smarter than this, but obviously the company is misleading people and they're taking little bits of money. And it sounds like, you know, a bigger bit of money is coming. It didn't say anything about entering a contest. It said you're a winner. So if it says, you know, for shipping and handling, $7.95 doesn't sound like shipping and handling for something that weighs about 9 pounds. And I'm not about to get taken by anything else. And I'm going to deal with it through my credit card company if you can't do anything better. Is there any address that I can contact the variety music, you know, trend music instruments company that I can directly deal with?
No, ma'am. We are their customer service. But, ma'am, I would like to advise you is that if once you contact your bank, they will give you a credit of the $7.95 back. And what they'll do is they'll get in touch with us, and then they will read the terms and conditions and everything, and they will see that it was a valid charge and it's not fraud, and they will take their money back, and then you can also get in trouble with your bank.
Well, it's not the bank. It's a credit card company, and I appreciate your making sense of that, and I've done it before. In fact, last month I had a $6,000 charge overturned because the company was a scam, and they held on to money that wasn't theirs, and I was not obligated to pay it. So my credit card is a very reliable credit card, and I will definitely use them. And you know, if I were you, I wouldn't work for a company that does things like this, or
it's
even
not,
a third party company.
We are not a scam.
I understand. Well, the company that product you're the third party customer service for seems to be a scam. This is what the companies are when they offer something, they say exactly what it is they're offering and exactly how to get it. And it's not this roundabout way of saying, okay, now you're entered into it. It's just postage and handling is not $7.95 for a 6-pound pot. But anyway, I'll get in touch with my credit card company and I'll dispute the charge. Thanks very much for your time and I appreciate you calling me back. Have a good holiday.